Do you think there is any role for the combination of lapatinib and trastuzumab right now off study?
Probably not off study. I mean, it is the subject of ongoing clinical investigation, so we will get the answer at the end of the day. We have a paper that's about to be submitted for publication now, summarizing our experience with the phase 1 dose escalation trastuzumab and lapatinib combination. And at least anecdotally, in the dose escalation phase of that cohort, we had some very, very nice responses. I think it was like 6 out of 26 responses. And all of those 6 responders had had prior trastuzumab treatment. And despite that fact, responded to the combination of lapatinib plus trastuzumab. We just had a paper in Cancer Research recently looking at preclinical combinations of trastuzumab and lapatinib. And to our surprise, frankly, in these laboratory assays, we found synergy between the two. Our working hypothesis when we were planning the experiments in the lab is that they would likely be antagonistic since they're both targeting HER2. If one of them is effectively taking HER2 out of the equation, then adding in another one shouldn't add anything. Another HER2 targeted agent shouldn't add anything, at least from a theoretical point of view. So in terms of drug-drug interactions, that would be predicted to be antagonistic. In fact, as the experiments were originally planned, we were planning to demonstrate that both the lapatinib and the trastuzumab were using HER2 as the primary target in breast cancer, in contrast to, let's say, EGF receptor in breast cancer, where there's no correlation between response to lapatinib and EGF receptor expression in cell lines, breast cell lines, for example. So to our surprise, we found strong synergism across the board in a few different cell lines that we tested. And that was the basis in terms of preclinical rationale for looking at this phase 1 combination of lapatinib and trastuzumab. That now has moved into randomized phase 3 trials, both in the adjuvant and metastatic setting. So we will get the answer.
Well, the other place that we might get some answers even earlier would be in the neoadjuvant setting. The NSABP is looking at, I think they're talking about doing trastuzumab versus lapatinib versus the combination neoadjuvant.
Exactly.
You ought to get an answer pretty quick.
Yeah, because you'll get a path
to see what the response are.